Welcome to another episode of Connecting with Careers, the show where we connect you to the resources to make your next career move. I'm your host, Clayton Lawrence. If you're new to the show, I sit down with the brightest professionals from different industries to learn about what they do, why they do it, and how they reach their career goals. You know, speaking of career goals, I want to see you get your dream job. So if you need any help with your resume, interview skills, or job search strategies, check the show notes for a link to my company, Pipeline Career Services. Now, I know you're here to get some great advice, so let me introduce today's guest. Today, we're connecting with Dalvin Sajur. On top of being a software engineer, Dalvin offers a web design studio for small businesses. He is the author of The Guidebook to Securing High-Profile Internships, and today, we'll be unpacking how we can turn our unique stories into income and dive into Dalvin's career journey. Welcome to the show, Dalvin.
I appreciate you. Thank you. It's crazy how, like, we've even been in this space. Like, we met each other as interns at Facebook randomly.
Yeah.
It's actually nuts, like, how you see the network unfold as, like, years go by.
Yeah, it's actually really crazy. And I actually had that as one of my points that I was going to start the show off with. So you're, like, already in my head.
Oh, my bad.
This is good. You're like in my head already, helping me flow. But yeah, so we both met at our internships at Facebook. Was that your first internship?
That was my first internship. Yeah, Facebook was my first.
Okay, yeah. So we both started off our careers at Facebook as interns, which is like so crazy. And so I guess just to give the audience a kind of a taste of what they might be able to get with your book, The Guidebook to Securing High-Profile Internships, how did you go about landing that first internship at Facebook?
So, for that story particularly, I have to take it back to like the foundation.
Yeah.
So, I came to college like with average grades, like just scraping by to get to college. So, there's a program that is for like low-income students in my college called EOF, and you basically go through a summer program and you stay with this network till you're a senior and graduate. You get like counselor and they help you when you stay on their caseload for the entire time in college. So through that network, I got put into contact with a program called America Needs You. America Needs You was a New York, New Jersey, California, and I think Chicago-based organization that helps with getting you to like that area where you don't have any professional skills. Like if you didn't go to Ivy League school or like a private school and missed out on all that professional development, they help jumpstart that process for you. So you'll be like, I'd go to a workshop every 2 weeks out the month, like taking my Saturdays in college to go be a professional. Mm. Like they helped me with email etiquette. They helped me with like writing like a cover letter, the whole nine yards. And in that program, there's a network of like opportunities. And I applied and I had got Facebook. But with Facebook, back when I got through the internship, I was in a program called Facebook University. And that was a non-technical internship. I'm a software engineer now, but I was going through a marketing internship because I was like, I need something. Like, I don't care. I just need to see what's up with Facebook. So went through that program and I had to write an essay too. The question was like, what's diversity of thought mean to you? So I had to not only have good grades, be there at the right time in the right place, and also write an essay making a case of why I should be in the program. And that was for like freshmen and sophomores. I think you were in this coding one. I was in the marketing one. And that program, they had like different business functions for different roles. So it was kind of crazy, you know, being in a no-name school in New Jersey and getting told like, oh, Facebook wants to fly you out for an interview. So it was winter when I got flown out. So I'm on Snapchat, you know, Snapchat was popular. I'm on Snapchat like, yo, Facebook fly me out to go interview.
Yeah.
And I was like, geeking. I was like so happy. I remember I got the call. I left my IT job, ran into the hallway and started calling everybody. That's when I didn't know about discretion.
Oh. That's funny. So you had a program that was very helpful. You said EOF. What does that stand for? Just wanted to like highlight that in case anyone is able to look it up and apply for themselves.
Yeah, so every state, they usually have grant programs to help students from low-income areas. So for mine in New Jersey, it was called EOF, which is the Education Opportunity Fund.
Okay.
And in other states, it'll be like EOP, which is like Education Opportunity Program. Those high school seniors who want to get into like universities and stuff, you could check that out.
So I think it's interesting that you pointed out the differences between the business and the engineering track for Facebook University, because we both did Facebook University, but we were on different tracks. Do you feel like the business aspect of Facebook University helped you with your current role as a software engineer?
So I would say that the business track in the work didn't, but in the connections I got through being at Facebook did. So I didn't necessarily like my intern project, but I used the platform to be around like engineers to like reach out to them and see what their day to day was like. You know, I'm a person since Facebook University, I'd set 30 minutes on people's calendars just to see what their experiences and stuff was like. That's something that I randomly picked up, but I still use as my as a professional now, because now you get a more holistic understanding of who they people are, what their jobs are. And then it's up to those people to be like, I really like this kid. Let me actually like learn more about him. So I was in that marketing role, but I didn't like the project. So I was like, I don't got any like personal projects. Let me use that summer to make a personal site or something. So I was having like Facebook engineers help and code review my work, even though they didn't have to at all. But I was just asking them, like, can you check this out? Like, what do I need to fix? And it came a point where I was so invested in my like personal project that my manager for my actual internship was like, I obviously see you don't like marketing, so I'm not going to give you a return offer. You should be an engineer. And I'm like, damn, like, it sucks. But that's what kind of drove me to be like, oh, let me do this engineering stuff. Because now it's kind of like forced me to like get engineer jobs, because I couldn't depend on Facebook offer to be my senior year job. So I had to like re-interview and stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's pretty cool that you were able to, you know, leverage your connections in that way, because, you know, sometimes we have our ideas set on, you know, we want a specific role, but, you know, maybe that role isn't available right then and there. So a strategic thing to do would be to do what you did, where you can still get your foot in the door of a company. You know, you can still even try something new. You try marketing, say, hey, maybe I'll even like this, right? You try it out, you have your foot in the door at this company. And while you're there, you get to build strategic connections. You get to meet people, develop mentorships, you know, even build, you know, side projects or, you know, work on things on the side to ultimately contribute to a broader learning for what you really want to do. And then, you know, after that, you come to the end of your internship and you say, okay, well, you know, this marketing thing, not really for me, but now that I've, you know, gotten my foot in the door, I'm able to leverage, you know, the name of the company, the connections that I have, and now I can almost take my career in whatever direction that I want in the realm that I want, where in your case was software engineering. So I think that is a really cool thing. And even as, you know, a college student, you picked up on that very quickly just to be strategic in that way. So I think that was genius. And so I think that's pretty cool. And yeah, and then seven internships later, you ended up having all kinds of experience, and then you wrote a book. Why did you do that?
So it's funny, the book came about, I was at the end of my internship, like marathon, triathlon, well, I don't know what seven, whatever. I was at the end of those seven internship sprint, and I was now a contractor, you know, a full-time employee before I like started working at my current company now. And I was just sitting down and thinking to myself, like, what's a great way to like really, you know, reflect on my 4 years in college? Like, what's my, how do I leave like something lasting, all this knowledge, all this wisdom and stuff that I did. So the proof of concept for the book came from a blog post that I wrote, and I didn't expect the blog post to do so well. You know, it's a Medium blog post, you know, put some thoughts on how I did 7 internships and put it out on LinkedIn. To this day, I think I had like 24,000 views on that post. Oh, wow. And like, I still get stats from Medium on it. So I'm like, this is an MVP. This is before I knew about MVPs. This is an MVP. It really worked well. So I had an offer from Stitch Fix to start as a new grad, but I needed time to like raise the funds to make the move to California, because I'm coming from New Jersey to move to California. So I wanted to save money and move to California. And I wanted a break. I was in school for so long. I wanted to see what real work was risk-free before doing real work. So I took a contracting gig and used that to see what would life be as a software engineer in New Jersey. And I was a QA engineer for this contracting company. Worked 9 to 5. They had me testing API responses manually. Horrible stuff with a JavaScript. It was horrible. Oh, man. So I was like, I hated my job there. So I was like, okay, let me start putting notes in my computer and just start typing and reflecting on my experience. Did that. And then I'm like, okay, let me start YouTube and how to publish a book. You know, bada bing, bada boom. Had a friend who wrote 3 books who was coaching me and mentoring me through this process. And then when I had the product, it didn't feel real to me until I had a physical copy of the book in my hand that I could wave around and see it was real. But I did that whole process because I didn't like my main job and I was in between jobs. So that's how the book came about.
Okay. That's pretty cool that you had a little MVP, minimum viable product, where you got to test out some of your ideas, just put them out there, see how people like them. And then once you got a positive response, it was a green light that says, hey, you know, there seems to be a demand for this kind of information. Like, people need this. It could really help them. And so you kind of got started with the formal process with, you know, making the book and everything like that. So I'm actually curious just to dig a little bit deeper into that process, because I might write a book one day, you know? So how did you kind of really go from like the idea to having it on Amazon where I can like click and have it delivered to me?
You know what? That process of like just doing stuff, the initial inertia behind stuff is just scary. So I had to find a way to make it as risk-free as possible. I mean, I wasn't like in the beginning, it was until I reached like halfway through the book, I was like, oh, this is serious. Like, really, all it started was I hopped in Google, in my Google Notes, right? Had a header, some general ideas of like titles I wanted for sections based on my college career. So I was basically chunking it up by semesters of college. Then under each header, I would just free write like 30 minutes, just type away. It didn't make sense, but it makes sense to me. Kept typing, just so I could have something physical and something to work with. Kept typing until like I reached like 100 pages in Google Word. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot. This is actually something I could work with. So my friend, I was going on YouTube figuring out how do you actually publish stuff. So Amazon has, you know, kind of like guidelines on what the size of the book should be. It should be 8x6, 11x17, color that you want. And they have templates on how the book should be. So I copied the template. Now pasted everything I had from Google Drive, all the free thought into the template. So now it was aligned. I'm a fake Photoshop master. So I used that knowledge to create I wouldn't say I created my own cover. I paid somebody on Instagram to make a character for me, just a random character that I had thought through to put on the cover. And then I had to use my Photoshop knowledge to make PDFs for the front and back cover and make it look nice. So now you have your cover, you have your content. All you do now is literally just upload the PDF to KDP, which is Kindle publishing something, you upload it there, and your book is now like primed and ready to be distributed. I paid a publisher, not a publisher, an editor. One of my friends from high school was college was an English major. So I had a physical copy, sent it to her, told her mark it and write comments in. Took that, kept editing, fine-tuning to make sure that this made English sense, you know, like I actually could eloquently describe my words. Then next process was getting people to review this. I needed some credibility behind this book. So I studied abroad and went through a study abroad program, like a prestigious one called Sage Corps, where you get to work with a startup abroad. I had the CEO of the company leave a review. I had my college counselor, who is now the director at a university for that EOF program I mentioned, write a review. And I had the standing director for my program write a review. Because you need, like, why am I reading this? Who in academia validates your, and say that it's credible? So you need to collect, like, legible reviews from people. And then that's when you have, like, your friends leave comments on and stuff like that too, like, oh, this is the best book ever on the world. Little things that like just makes your book look more legit. And that's all, like, it's a lot of YouTube hustling, like trying to piece all that together. And that's how you get to like just launch day. And then launch day, I had like, before I set up my own website, I was on bigcartel.com, had the book posted and took pre-orders. And I was pre-ordering it back then for like $17.95, and like people show mad love in the beginning. Like people was like, oh, I just copped Dalvin's book. I'm gonna get this book when it drop. This, that, and the third. I'm gonna support. So I had like day one pre-orders, like 20 copies, which is something for something that came out of my mind. It's still like amazing that people even support it. And that's how I got to launch day.
That's incredible. So Let me pull out a few things that I heard from their story, right? So I think the first thing is that, you know, it's important for us to really like leverage our stories and know our stories, because we all have unique stories that we can tell. And, you know, when we're, you know, if we think of, you know, writing a book or creating a video or anything like that, right? No one else can copy our story. So when you think about personal branding and things like that, that's why I think it's really important to kind of just have your own story and just own it, right? When you were in the beginning, in the early stages of your book, you said that you just kind of wrote stuff down, and it didn't matter if it made sense, but you just wrote it down. I think that's really important, because a lot of times when we're trying to write an essay for college or even writing code, sometimes you just have to just start writing something, because you might get blocked by yourself because you're trying to make everything like too perfect. But by just kind of free writing, you just let the ideas flow, and then new ideas start to flow, and then new ideas start to flow. And then all of a sudden, you have a bunch of stuff, but it's a bunch of stuff that you can like work with, and then you can just narrow it down to something very specific, clean, and you know, something that gets edited and uploaded to Amazon, right? So I think that's really cool, and that's a very helpful process. So I took some mental notes, and I have the recording too, so I'll be able to listen back, and when I'm working on my book, I'll be like, okay, yeah, right. Okay, so this is what, okay,
step KDP, one, step yep, two,
all right.
Right.
And so, yeah, now I know, now the listeners know, so we're about to be some authors out here. But like I said in the intro, like, you do more than just writing books, right? So you also do your digital web studio for small businesses, and you do that through your company, Dalvin Digital Design. Can you tell us about that and just kind of, you know, what that's like?
So in tandem to like my internship hunt, I was still trying to figure out like what engineer I wanted to be. And it still went to this whole idea of I have no proof like I'm an engineer. So like I did Facebook internships, and I told you that I had got rejected. So now I had to start from ground zero in the software engineering realm, because I had no personal projects, right? So I had no personal projects, and I had an internship after with UPS, and I ended that internship, but that was more like DevOpsy, and I know I wanted to be like a full stack engineer. So this is the end of my internship at UPS. I had no job, so I was literally like, I was just chilling until the next one, which was Stitch Fix. So I had no job, and my barber, man, he's been bothering me for 4 years. Like, yo, Dalvin, yo, can you build my site, man? You an IT major, man. This is the stuff you do, man. Come on, man. I'm like, I got you, man. I got every time I sit in the chair, yo, Dalvin, what's up with my site, man? Like, you got me, right? I'm like, I got you. Like, let me get to that part of the course. I don't know nothing. So okay, I was at a point where I was not busy because, I was just chilling, waiting for an internship to start. So I'm like, okay, let me start this website. Let me learn what Bootstrap is. Let me put an HTML site together. Let me host it on GitHub, and let's just go through that process of like buying a domain, hosting it, and just seeing what that works like. It's a simple page, web page. Like, it has a contact form. It had like a Calendly invite link, and that was it, bare minimum, and some pictures he had of him cutting hair. But he was like, this is the best thing that has happened to my business, because now I could actually manage my customers. Like, people would just show into the shop and sitting down with no appointment. And like, yeah, woof. So you brought order to my business. And I'm like, damn, I helped somebody in the real world with the actual business problem. This one, I got to thinking. I'm like, I know I'm a fake Photoshop expert. Let me, I do that. I had a camera on campus, so I'd like be at events taking pictures just for the heck of it. So I'm like, let me take all these skills that I know and start a business, Dalvin Digital Design. I started the LLC, paid like 125 in New Jersey for it. And that journey to just starting that business came really out of like me being in college, just tapping into my major. And like, you don't need an LLC immediately. You really just need to start doing work. So after I used his website, I started reaching out to people. So it was like, springtime on campus. So somebody needed a photographer for like a cookout or something. And I'm like, I'll do it. I got a camera. What's up? That's when I knew like how powerful business was, when I got paid $200 from a elementary school to take pictures for them. And I'm like, like, my name is on a physical check addressed to my house, and I got paid to take some pictures. At that point in my business, I was trying to do everything. Now that I realize I can't do everything, 2, 3 years in doing it, I started to like dwindle down my offerings. Like, I still do logos. I do logos, photography, and web design, but I started like bringing it down, because like, I can't be good at everything. I gotta focus on one thing to be good at. So now referrals have been the blood of my business. Every time, I don't know where people find me, they're just like, Dalvin, I heard you do websites. Can you help me make a website? I'm like, okay, let's set up a consultation. Hop on a consultation. Here's my price, and I charge a monthly fee to maintain your site. Is that cool? Yep, cool. When I get the money every time, I'm like, wow, people really trust me to do this stuff. And it's just like, keep adding people, keep adding people. I have a lot, 11 clients right now that like I get paid on a recurring monthly basis. But like, it's still crazy. Like, that came from my barber asking me to build his site.
I think that's amazing, because I think it just kind of it kind of goes into some of the things that I've learned in different, like classes and like entrepreneur programs and just things like that, where the theory is, you don't want to just go into entrepreneurship because of, you want to like make money, get rich. Like a lot of the theory is, you want to start solving problems and like really ask yourself like, what is the problem? How can I solve it? And it's just really cool to see how that has played out for you, because you had, your barber, and I'm sure you're probably close with your barber, and it's almost like a personal connection where you're solving a problem that is somewhat close to home, and you get to solve it, and then you get to see the reaction where it just like means the world to that person when you solve their problem, and like that is like such a great feeling. And then now you just kind of like keep going and going and scaling, and things just start moving, kind of like what you said. I think that's really cool. I think that's something that I'm starting to go through myself, where I started doing, like, you know, like resume reviews, mm-hmm. and then I used to work in the career services center at my college, and, you know, people would know my face, they would recognize me, they'd be like, oh yeah, you were like the kid who like worked at Facebook too. And so I would have a little bit of credibility because of that, and, you know, people would come to me for their resumes, and then all of a sudden people were paying me to do their resumes, and then they would come back and be like, yo, like, I wouldn't have been able to, like, get this internship offer without you. And I'm like, whoa, like, this is, like, real. And it's just beautiful to be able to have impact to solve real people's problems. So it's just really cool to see how that has played out with Dalvin Digital Design.
It's crazy because, like, it all connects because, like, you know, I was a business minor too. I just did it just to say, like, I was a business minor. But it's now I reflect on that one class I went to that this actually applies in the stuff I do, right? So I'm like, oh, it makes sense. I didn't start to realize, you know, people bash the, you pay $50,000 to go to school. It's not until, like, I really reflect on, like, the process of where I'm at, and I'm like, damn, I should have paid attention more.
Yeah.
And it hits hard. So, like, I'm like, sheesh, I should have paid attention more on, like, the accounting, because that's the worst. Like, because everybody want to be, you know, everybody want to be a businessman, businesswoman, until you got to do, like, the nitty gritty work. Like, I'm an LLC, so I got to report my taxes to the government. So everything is, like, expense. Like, all the revenue I make, I have to, like, account for it. I have to, like, really be on my P's and Q's because Uncle Sam now wants to see everything that I do. And, like, being on point with your business. Because now that you're an LLC, all that risk doesn't fall on you anymore. It falls on your business, which is good. Now, anytime you have a new business venture, you just, like, make it, like, a subdivision of the main LLC. So, for me, I told you I was writing, I'm a author now. That's just a branch of my business now. Cause now the book underneath it says published by Dalvin Digital Design LLC. So I'm giving people these books, but I'm also pushing my brand in a slick little way. Cause, like, if they like the graphics, and, you know, you don't know who this book will randomly end up with, mm-hmm. and they see the source, and I'm like, oh, this guy does everything I see. So I'm low key, like, giving people these nuggets. And this year, I had the blessing to, like, do a virtual book tour. And I believed in this book so much that I paid a consultant to, like, help me think through what to do, how to make this really, like, an important book. And he gave me the idea, hey, maybe you should do a virtual book tour. So I'm like, okay, how do I do this? So I had slides based off the book, and I'd go to university. Like, I'm over here scraping emails off career sites, trying to, like, reach out to people. And I had 6 universities, like, I was able to do this book tour with, 8 in total now. But it's, like, it's crazy, like, if people will give you the time of day if you come, like, correct. And because I had, like, the forward from, like, those people I mentioned before, my college counselor and the director of my program, it made those conversations easier because they were all schools in the area. So they're like, oh, you got that book. You got your book written. So-and-so's in your book. Okay, you're worth talking to now. And it's like, it all connects to all the connections I had in college, which is weird. It's like, before, like, it's easier to establish a business when you did that hard work of networking and making yourself known back then. So, you know, you're known as the Facebook guy, the Facebook intern kid, right? That's what they think of us. Facebook intern kid, you use that Facebook, right? All you did was just roll that in to your podcast. And now you're like, but you had to do that work prior to then. And it just makes it easier because people remember you from then. It just connects. It's weird.
I think, you know, the title of the show, you know, is Connecting with Careers, because, you know, in my experience, I think even just getting to Facebook in the first place, it was a matter of just knowing the right people and being connected to the right, you know, stories, where someone would tell me one thing, some other person would tell me something else, and then I would just kind of put the pieces together. And just knowing the right people and, yeah, just continuing to meet and build relationships with more and more people. I think that's what's helped me with, you know, with Facebook, with my role now at NCR, with building up the podcast. And I think that connecting with people is probably one of the most valuable things you can do to enhance your own brand. Like, I think education is great. I feel like I was about to.
Right, you about to. Like you about to go on this. You about to go down that slippery slope.
Yeah, I don't want to be controversial. I think education is great. That's number one. And I think connections with people and networking is another thing that is sometimes is harder to measure because, you know, you meet connections now and the payoff might not happen for a while. So it might not be immediately easy to see, you know, how does talking to this person help me? But I think it will come in handy later on. So it's almost like sowing seeds and like the tree will grow later. And so, yeah, I totally agree.
It's crazy because we haven't talked to each other face to face since way back. But just because you were friendly, like we probably interacted with each other three, four times. quick, yo, what's good? Oh, bye. But I just remembered your smile and your face. You always cheesing like, and I was like, yo, he cool as hell. He had like 20 internships with Facebook. That's all that I ever remember. So now when you hit me up for this, I'm like, yo, he doing his thing now. Let me help support because it is crazy. Like you don't never know when it's gonna like pay off. Cause like my workbook, I made a workbook for my guidebook. I had one of the co-authors I met at a conference, like one of my frat brothers I met at a conference 4 years ago. We just kept talking, like chatting. He does resume services too. And now I'm in this lane of helping students get internships. I'm like, yo, let's just write a book together. Let me show you the process, what it's like. And he's like, cool, I don't care. Let's see what's up. We got this finished product now. And now you're an extension of everybody you come into contact. So now that you have me on this podcast solidified on this episode on, I don't know what date it is, the 17th. If I get famous, you're like, yo, I had him on the podcast. You'll forget anything that you're saying. Or and vice versa. If you on like you Joe Budden with the podcast game, you on Spotify, it's like you are now linked to that social equity. But nobody thinks of it's not until you're more mature. It's like a meta chess game. It's weird.
When I was thinking through starting the podcast, I thought, okay, well, I want people to be on my show. And I was like, well, why would people be on my show? And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, hopefully I get to a point where I make the podcast really big. And so by being on the show, then hopefully I get to bring other people up. And by inviting great guests such as Dalvin, I get to be lifted up too because Dalvin's great. And so people are going to want to tune in to see what Dalvin hears. And then they'll be like, oh, who's Clayton? And then they'll listen to my podcast. And so it's like a very, yeah, like a reciprocal thing. And yeah, it's like social capital. And it's just, it just kind of fuels itself.
It fuels itself. Like a system. And it's not until you have a product that you're trying to push that you'll understand it's not like, oh, I'm being greedy. It's literally just how it works out. Like you scratch your person's back, you're gonna scratch their back. So it's like it's weird. And it could also go in the other direction too. Like I think back to this is type controversial. I think back to like, you know, rappers on music videos with certain people that are in the press now. And I'm like, oh, I can't even listen to this song no more because you on the track.
Yo, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like, yeah. So I'm like, ugh, damn, like, the verse was fire, but damn, I can't even mess with you no more. I can't even listen to that song.
Yeah, it's really cool how relationships just kind of like work out for I guess for better or for worse, like you said. And but hopefully, you know, with us, I think the relationship is going to, you know, work for the better. And I just think when you build relationships with other people, that it's like you can, you know, you can get a friend. It doesn't have to be for like a professional reason. Like, you know, you can get a friend, you can, you know, get a mentor. It could be something professional or job related or career, but it's just very important to, you know, build relationships, especially now in these, you know, virtual times with COVID and everything going crazy. Like, we need people, you know, we need to be connected with people.
I still talk to one of the mentors from Facebook. This engineer, I literally just walked up because he was in the Oculus department. And I'm like, oh, you're black. What's up? And I was like,
yeah,
what's up? Like, and I don't know, that turned into a weird, like, I'd hit him up like when I'm in college trying to like interview. Like, I'll be like, oh, what would you do in this situation for this situation? Or can you review some code for me real quick? This is a homework assignment. I got a Facebook engineer here for me. And I'm like, this is crazy. It's like you just tap on the shoulder of a giant to help you with something slight. And I even think about it, like, at Facebook, we met some like crazy popular people. Like, I remember, like, we were in the chat with like the Instagram CEO. I got to ask the founder of Oculus some dumb question. I was like, will Pokemon Go come to Oculus? And I would never forget, like, he's like, maybe. And I'm like, I wasted a question on some dumb I remember when somebody asking Mark Zuckerberg about a lizard or some weird question.
Yeah.
People were stretching it,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. But it is pretty cool to be able to, like, have those connections, because, like, people are all also willing to help out just in general. Like, a lot of times, almost no matter what it is, if you reach out to someone with good intentions and, you know, you're clear on, you know, what you want, a lot of times people will be willing to help out and, you know, be a part of whatever you're trying to do. And actually, speaking of being a part of what you're trying to do, at Dalvin Digital Design, you're hiring, right?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm looking for some tech interns. I'm in the scaling phase right now. I can't do everything that I'm doing right now on my own. I even paid an online course to figure out how to do this because I'm super invested in the business. But I want, like, you know, some students who are interested in, like, WordPress and, like, basically seeing how, like, a small freelance company grows. It's me right now, but I've been able to serve like 11 clients on my own. No, I've served more clients on my own, like probably 50 to date. But just like how to do that is something that I could share and let you know if you were to give me a chance. I know trying to find an internship digitally is kind of very interesting now, I could guess. So I'm just putting that opportunity out there. You could contact me at dalvin@dalvindigital.com if you want to apply for a position.
And check the show notes for the link for that, so you can click into it and go directly to the application. Before we wrap up today, do you have any final words or advice for our listeners today?
Advice. One thing, like, it's not a race, it's a marathon. This is a long going career. Like, I've been able to do a lot, and I'm only a year and a half out of college or two. But, like, you don't need to be in your career like immediately, but you do have to do work to make it, to get close to that target as possible. So I know for students, like, they'll be like, I don't have any experience, but there's nothing guarding you from creating your own experiences for yourself. So if I can't get an internship in tech, I'm gonna start building stuff and creating like opportunities to learn on my own until I could do that. Even if it's like making a page to sell like eyelashes or something, like, that's real. Nobody could discredit you for just doing stuff and failing again. Like, I don't want you to think that, especially for those that are still in school, you don't have to wait to get opportunities. You could create them for yourselves while still like trying to apply for jobs, because that just allows you to have something to show that you were actively doing stuff instead of just waiting for an opportunity to come to you.
Beautiful, beautiful. How can someone who is listening connect with you? Do you, I know you have the website, but do you have any like social media you want to plug or anything like that to connect with Dalvin the Mentor?
Yeah, Dalvin the Mentor is at official Dalvin J on Instagram. Dalvin the Businessman is at Dalvin Digital Design on Instagram.
All right. Well, there you have it. Get connected with Dalvin and buy his book, buy his guidebook, and get your website done, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And if you're a university listening to this, let me come to your school and speak.
All right. For sure. For sure. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Connecting with Careers, Dalvin.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate you.
This week, the Apple Podcast shout-out goes to Breva H. They said, great listen for career resources. I definitely recommend for anyone needing some career guidance. Each guest speaks to their personal experience navigating difficult career decisions. The advice is practical, and I've tried to implement the tips in my career journey. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the show, Breva H. We can't do this without people like you supporting us. All right, everyone, that wraps up this episode of Connecting with Careers by Pipeline Career Services. The Pipeline community is always looking for more people to welcome, so if you want to stay up to date with our career building content, you can find a link to our social media in the episode description. New episodes will be released every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and if you have access to an Apple device, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. It'll help us get great guests and connect more people. Plus, if you leave a review, you just might get a shout out on the show. Check the show notes for a link so you can participate. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss out on our next episode where we connect you with careers.